We live in an age of rapidly changing technology when gadgets are superseded almost the moment they hit the market. There was a time when things were made to last and the beauty of an object was prized as much as its functionality. There may not be a lot of that in today's era of inbuilt obsolescence, but there is a growing band of people who are on a mission to revive the artisan skills of the past. Among them is a small group of artists who are applying Victorian-era styling to contemporary technology. And they're part of what's been dubbed the steampunk movement. Their work is celebrated in an exhibition that's on now in Brisbane, as Kathy Van Extel reports. We've got a steampunk
revolution. For me, steampunk is taking elements from the past, particularly the Victorian era, and putting a futuristic spin on them.
It's like a reimagined past, I guess. Maybe people aren't happy with the way we've turned out now based on when the Industrial Revolution started back, turn of the 20th century, and so they've reimagined how it might have started differently.
Basically, it's imagining if the technology we had now was available in the Victorian era. So imagine your iPhone, but it's steam-powered. It's very sort of retro-futuristic, so looking backward, but looking forward at the same time.
There's no universally agreed definition of steampunk, which makes this subgenre of science fiction somewhat elusive. It's a mash-up of past, future and fantasy. Imagine what the world would look like if today's technology had been introduced in the 19th century. Elaborate craftsmanship used to transform mass-produced and easily discarded contemporary products into unique objects of desire. Steampunk emerged in the 1970s as a literary movement in response to the cyberpunk genre. Over the past decade, it's evolved to become an aesthetic movement. Its influence can be found in film and fashion, as well as in the workshops of hobbyist tinkerers and professional artists. Some of the earliest examples were computer modifications.
Imagine you had your laptop and you rebuilt the casing of your beautiful MacBook Air, and you know it had cogs and valves as if it was steam powered. So that's where it really began, and now it's moving into all other areas.
That's evident at Brisbane's Artisan Gallery, which is hosting Australia's first steampunk exhibition. Full Steam Ahead, the Antipodean steampunk show, features the best of Australian steampunk. There are shoes, costumes, sculptures, paintings, photos, films, clocks, jewellery, taxidermy, electronic equipment, and the steampunk necessities, goggles and ray guns. Exhibition manager Simone Jones.
Another part of steampunk that's really important is the costuming and the theatre of it all. A lot of where it started was people dressing up in what they call cosplay or costume play. So a lot of people going to conventions or organising sort of a high tea with their friends and dressing up in this Victorian wear, but in a steampunk sense, so they'd have their goggles and their top hat, and their time machine is another key thing that people like to make. So a number of the works in the show were actually made by the artists for that purpose, so they might have made a ray gun to go with their outfit, and then everyone loved it, so they've started making more and more and more for friends. I got my ray gun, I'm gonna use it. We've got guns by Cliff Overton, where he's actually sourced antique rifles, fitted them with various other elements. One has been fitted with brass pieces from a telescope, from a chandelier, from a garden sprayer.
Melbourne-based Cliff Overton is considered the father of Australian steampunk. The former industrial designer is known as Mad Uncle.
My work's all found object material, so I will scrounge junk shops and salvage yards and collect bits of brass and steel and copper and other pieces that look like they were something once, but when I combine them, they turn into something else. So that's the challenge, to create props and devices that would have been used by people in their steampunk times.
The question is this a genuine art movement or is this a fad?
I think it's got room to be a genuine art movement, but it's a fad on its way to being an art movement. Most important thing about steampunk is don't take it seriously. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's all a big bunch of fun.
Just glue some gears on it and call it steampunk. That's the trendy fashion nowadays. A copper-painted chunk of some 1980s junk will fetch a pretty penny on eBay.
There's even fun in bad steampunk. Simone Jones again.
Bad steampunk is what we call glue a cog on it and call it steampunk. There's actually a really funny YouTube video called Glue Some Gears On It and Call It Steampunk. And that's sort of where people aren't really engaging with the ideas or the concept behind steampunk, and they're just getting some brass cogs and gears and they just stick them on their bag or something and call it steampunk. Whereas the good steampunk are the artists who are really engaging with the deeper concepts behind it, and that's about sustainability and reuse. And a lot of them don't even call themselves steampunk. They weren't even really aware of that label for quite some years after they'd been making.
Mad Uncle is in that camp. So is Brisbane photographer Kate O'Brien. For her, steampunk is also about reviving the fading skills of artisans.
I think there is a real movement back to the decorative. Things like needlework and millinery, and a lot of that knowledge is disappearing. And as generations pass on, we lose that. And it's so important to me to somehow grab back a little bit of that beauty and a bit of the decorative, because we need that. That's what makes us human and not robots.
And you've been gaining quite a number of those artisan skills in the pursuit of your art.
Yeah, it's taken me some strange places that I never would have expected to go. I've learnt to weld, I've learnt to make hats, jewellery making, set design. I'm trying so hard to learn embroidery. I want to learn how to use gold bullion, because it's really hard to get these days. It's called French coil, and I have to have it shipped over from France. It's old and been in someone's attic for 100 years. I want to learn how to do that because no one does it anymore. And that's, for me, the most important thing, trying to grab hold of those things that people don't have time to do anymore.
If you've never heard of steampunk before, and you're not alone, there's a good chance you'll be coming across it more often, according to Simone Jones.
What we're seeing now is a lot of mainstream brands trying to play on steampunk to sell their products. Once it starts to move into the mainstream, sometimes I suppose people think that that means it's dead, but it's alive and kicking and growing even more. There are still so many people out there who don't know what steampunk is and don't know about it, so I think it's definitely got a long time yet.
Everything old is new again, and let's hope second time around it works even better. That's Simone Jones, the exhibition manager at Brisbane's Artisan Gallery, and the exhibition Steampunk runs until the 15th of November. Cathy Van Exter with that report.